each one of us is given three instruments, the body, life and mind. And each one of these three instruments
has its natural activities.
For example, the body has instincts which are untaught. They are there. I get hungry whether I am taught to feel hungry or not. It's a natural instinct, untaught. And it is because of that instinct that I am preserved. I feel hungry, I eat, and I maintain myself physically. These are ordinary activities of maintaining ourselves physically. Then there are instincts of which we are not even aware. For example, instincts by which we can digest our food. We simply eat, and how digestion takes place exactly, it's a long process. But all these processes take place automatically. And now modern science has found out hundreds of activities of this kind going on in our body, which are automatic activities of which we are not aware at all, but they are constantly taking place. Now similarly, there are other activities of the life in us, which is called the vital activities. Now the vital part in us provides the basic force of breathing. The breath of life we call is the life. The real vital in us is that which causes the breathing. Now that also takes place automatically. It is unlearned. We are not taught how to breathe. It is going on automatically. But apart from this basic activity of breath of life, there are numerous desires which constantly arise in us automatically. The spontaneous likes and dislikes. Even a small child, right from the beginning, begins to like and dislike certain things automatically. At a certain other stage, there are attractions and repulsions. Now these also happen automatically. At a still higher level, there are longings which arise. Long-standing longings. We feel that there is a No, not at all. Begin up. I was explaining what is experience. So in the vital part of us, there are likes and dislikes, attractions and repulsions, and then there are longings. Longing for somebody, longing for some kind of a victory, some kind of an ambition to be first or to rise to the highest position. Various kinds of longings which arise automatically, and they are very powerful. Human beings are as if swayed by them. Now mind also has got its own automatic activities. the basic activity of the mind is sensation. The smell, the touch, the eyesight, the hearing, these are automatic functionings of our mental activity in our body. Then there are perceptions. Then image formation. When I see an object, then even if I am withdrawn from that object, I can recall that object by means of an image of that object. Then I am able to connect a word with an image. And then I am able to think with the words. Now all these activities are quite normal activities of our mind. At a higher level, I begin to conceive in the mind. Conception is a higher activity of the mind. And this also at a certain stage is automatic. The higher development of concepts takes a lot of effort, but certain concepts are quite easy and they take place automatically. Now these three elements are in us. But behind these three elements, there is something else in us, of which we are hardly aware, but which is the real instrument of experience. It is that which is permanent in us, and that is what is normally called soul. There is a soul in us.